Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In John 20, Jesus had been raised from the dead. The women saw him, and they ran back and told the men, and they didn't believe them. And then the two men that were walking along the way, they saw the Master after he's raised from the dead. They ran back and told him. They didn't believe them either. And then Jesus, several days later, he just appears in the room where the doors were locked. He didn't use a door. He didn't need a window. He's just there. I'm looking forward to that. You're not there and then you go, ta-da! I'm here now. Somebody say, multidimensional. He was there and he reproved them because they didn't believe. Tell me what belief has to do with. Could they have believed what they had not seen yet?
Yes.
Could they have believed it?
Yes.
If they'd have had faith, they would have accepted it and believed it even though they hadn't seen it and even though they hadn't been with him yet, they'd have believed it. Well, Thomas had said, unless I see him, unless I put my finger where those spikes were, unless I put my hand where I know they shoved that spear up in his side, I ain't gonna believe it. This is the picture of unpersuadableness, of being an unbeliever, refusing to believe. There's a lot of them in the world. It wouldn't matter what they saw or heard. They're not going to believe. Seeing is not believing. I know my dad, who's in heaven now, he and my grandmother were in a minister. This has been back in the, 40s or so. And I won't call names, but this man was internationally known at that time. Miracles, oh my, my. And my grandmother had cancer. And of course, back, especially back in those days, the treatments weren't nearly what they are now. And so basically there was no treatment for what she was dealing with. And her mother, which had been my great-grandmother, was sick also back at home. And so she had faith that God healed, and they made their way. Of course, travel was difficult back in those days. Made their way and went to that meeting. And my dad, who was a boy, went with them. And when she came up over the platform and this man was ministering to her, she said she felt the presence of God. And she had cancer in her hand and that part of her body. And she'd gotten used to kind of hiding it behind her back because it looked ugly and bad. And said the man of God was there and looked at her and said, you're a good believer in the Lord. She said the presence of God was so strong. And she said all at once she saw angels standing all around them. And I know my grandmother, she did not make this up. She said all around them. And she couldn't see anybody else. Just him and her and these angels in bright light. And he said, the man of God said, and that hand that you're holding behind your back is... No, he didn't know. Said, and that's healed now in Jesus' name. And it was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I got to know her. I hadn't been born yet. I got to know her and spend many years of life with her before she went home to be with the Lord. And he also said, and your mother is at home sick. She'll be healed now too in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And my dad said, he came up in the line later, and a man was standing, it was a woman, had a big goiter on her neck. Said it protruded third as big as her head. And he said when she was ministered to, it looked like you just poked that a balloon with a pin, just went down until her neck was just flat. He said, he's standing right there. He's a boy. He's looking up at her as a kid. He saw it. He said, I wasn't 2 foot from it. He said, but as we left the building later, I heard some men standing outside saying, he framed that up some way. He had that fixed some way. Well, see, seeing doesn't give you faith.
Right.
You can have something happen right in front of your eyes. You don't have to believe. Believing is a choice.
Amen.
And you choose to believe based on your confidence in the one who told you what you're hearing. And it's before you've experienced it, and it's when you don't see it. And when Jesus was in that room and Thomas is there, let me read this to you from the Amplified, 23 or so. He said, Thomas, don't be unbelieving. Give me your hand. Put it here. Give me your hand. Put it on the side. And he said, my Lord and my God, 28. And 29, Jesus said, because you have seen me, Thomas, do you now believe? Blessed and happy and to be envied are those who have never seen me and yet have believed and adhered to and trusted and relied on me. He's talking about every one of us right here. Few of us have seen him. Very few. You can go your whole life and not see an angel, not see the Master. It doesn't mean you're unspiritual. Some people that say they saw things made it up. Don't believe everything you hear. Check your heart when you hear something about these things. Visions happen. But a whole lot of stuff people say happened, it was not real. Verse 30. Well, let's see. I told you wrong. Go back to the previous verse 29, and in the Weist translation. Weist. Jesus said, because you have seen me and at present have me within the range of your vision, you have believed. And the result that you're in a state of believing. Spiritually prosperous are those who, not having seen, yet believed. Our range of vision is very narrow. Most any scientist will tell you, most any researcher, I mean, kids learn this in grade school and junior high. There's a spectrum of light above what we can see and below what we can see. Infrared, we don't even see it. Ultraviolet, we don't even see it. It's all there. We don't see it. Not seeing it doesn't make it non-existent.
Right.
The radio frequencies. Like we're saying, there are a whole range of frequencies above and below what we hear. There are frequencies whales and dolphins hear. And elephants hear. To them, it's perfectly hearable. If they could understand, they'd look at us and go, why don't you hear it? That's plain as the nose on your face. And we're like, duh, I don't hear anything. And in the category above, there's all these frequencies. Well, what else is there that we hadn't even detected yet? Oh, but friend, By faith, we gain access to what is not seen and what is not yet in time. Is anybody interested in this?
Yes.
By faith, we're able to perceive reality that is not shown to the senses. Go back to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Do you remember Isaiah 55 where he talked about, as the heavens are higher than the earth, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts? Well, that's above our spectrum. But he also said, set your minds and keep them on what is above, not on the things that are on the earth. We can become a receiver of things not seen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more our faith develops, I believe the Lord will expand our spectrum. Jesus saw things people around about him didn't see. Is that right? And heard things people didn't see. Not just him. So did Peter. So did Paul. The Bible says, you know, when Paul, who was then Saul, this boy even got saved, met Jesus on the road to Damascus, there were people with him. And it said they heard a sound, but they didn't see what he saw. He saw the Master. So God expanded his spectrum, his range. What are we talking about? Faith. Faith. Faith is not this ho-hum, boring stuff that some church folk think. It's no wonder, like you heard some people saying, they had gotten away from God because what they had heard and saw about faith in God, they didn't like it. It seemed useless. There is a lot of religious stuff that is useless. It's just wrong. But the reality is exciting beyond words. The reality of God is exciting beyond words. It's joy inexpressible and full of glory. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Faith of God who gives me